This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The brown-headed ash sawfly is a common single-generation pest of ash tree in the eastern U.S. and Canada that feed on leaves in May and June. While they can cause severe defoliation, K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says they rarely kill established trees, as new leaves typically grow back. Raymond, let's start off by talking about the brown-headed ash sawfly. What are we seeing there?
Well, last month and early this month, we've seen these insects feeding on ash and maple. They're light green, kind of whitish. They look like caterpillars. We call them the brown-headed ash sawfly. And they're not an annual pest. They'll show up here and there. We've had infestations, about three heavy infestations, ever since we detected them several years ago. But they are a sawfly. They're not a caterpillar, so that's why they get confused. And they do feed on the leaves. They can cause substantial defoliation, and then they congregate at the base of a plant, and then they'll go through the pupal stage at that point. So our kind of our recommendations is if you could live with the damage, go ahead, and if we get any rains, it'll wash them off. But the product called BTK, Bacillus thuringiensis curistaci, which we normally recommend for caterpillars, won't work on sawflies. So if you do see these light green, whitish color, caterpillar-looking insects on your maples or ash, this time of year, they're probably going to start declining. Just don't worry about it.
In terms of ticks, I know there's a variety of ticks, and we are seeing some ticks.
April through November is typically the period of tick activity, especially with some of the unmanaged areas, people getting out, walking around, taking walks. Yeah, we have pretty much Lone Star tick, American dog tick. We do have the black-legged and deer tick, which is the vector of the Lyme disease. And of course, Lone Star tick is the vector of the alpha-gal, or we call it the alpha-gal syndrome. And that's where you have these allergies to meat, and it's becoming more prevalent. But the way to deal with ticks is to avoid them. And so if you're out on the trails walking, stay on the managed paths. Ticks do not like high temperatures, low relative humidities, and wear a repellent like a DEET, IR3535, Picaridin, one of those. And then when you come inside, check yourself, especially because the sea ticks are so small, you can take a shower immediately, but check yourself over to make sure you don't have any ticks that are starting to feed on you. Yeah, we have an extension publication out there. It's been updated on the ticks of Kansas.
In terms of bagworms, we're getting closer to that time.
We are getting closer. And with the temperatures, I think a colleague in Wichita did show me a picture of a bagworm in Wichita, small one. And so with the temperatures we've had, although there's been a lot of fluctuations, I would just say be ready. And so we do have extension publication on bagworms, but you want to be out there when they're young, when the bags are small, about a quarter to an eighth of an inch. And we recommend either hand picking or spraying with the common materials, the BTK, which I mentioned previously, which you don't want to use for the brown-headed ash sawfly, but also spinosad. Both those two are stomach poisons. They're less harmful to beneficial insects, including bees. And if you apply them once a week for about 4 weeks, if you need be, that will reduce the population of bagworms. But remember that bagworms will balloon. That is, they emerge from the eggs and they go to the top and they get caught in wind currents and they spin around. So don't be complacent after you think you've removed them or killed them. Be out there for a week or two to make sure that you don't have a new infestation starting on some of your... And remember, they feed on conifers, but a lot of broadleaves too.
You mentioned Extension does have a number of publications. We also have some publications that are either just out or coming out soon.
Yes, we've got a series of publications working with the communications department. The two that just came out were the European red mite, which is a mite pest on apple trees. And the other one is the imported cabbage worm, which came out, which is a pest of vegetable crops, primarily brassicas. The next two coming out are European pine sawfly, which is a pest on most pines. And the other one is chrysanthemum aphid, which is a pest on chrysanthemum. So the European red mite and the imported cabbage worm are already out. They should be at the bookstore, and the next two should be out within a week or two.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on the brown-headed ash sawfly, ticks, and bagworms. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.